Welcome. What's happening, people? You're listening to Itchy Tasty, your one-stop shop for all things Resident Evil. Brought to you from deep within the bowels of Raccoon Forest. Hosted by top Crimson Head Slayer 1998, Liam Bolton.
What's happening, my infected friends? I'm Liam Bolton. Welcome back to Itchy Tasty for a little round of the latest news in the world of Resident Evil. It seems we've got a little bit of news for once. It's actually been a while since something's actually come out. Again, it's only a rumour, but I think it was a significant enough rumour to have a little chat about it, to make a little episode of the Itchy Tasty podcast about it. And it's basically been claimed that Resident Evil 9, which is potentially, very likely the next release in the Resident Evil series, Resident Evil 9 could potentially be an open world game. This is according to a tweet from a reputable leaker, Dusk Golem. So I've got an article from insidergaming.com written by Anthony Fertino, very recently, and on the 22nd of March. So this is the day after that I'm recording this, but it will probably be a different day when you listen to this, if you're listening to this, and I thank you very much if you are listening to it. I'll read the article, and then we'll have a little chit-chat about it, give you my thoughts on the situation. If you follow me on the X on Twitter, at @itchytastypod, you'll already see that I've given some thought already, just a brief comment or two on the topic. But yeah, here's the article from Insider Gaming. According to a new tweet from reputable leaker Dusk Golem, Resident Evil 9 could potentially build on the RE engine and go open world. Resident Evil 9 has reportedly been in the works for years, and many speculate it will launch in 2025. The most recent core game is Resident Evil Village, which launched in 2021. Dusk Golem, posting as user @aestheticgamer1, also claims that Monster Hunter Wild is building on the same tech. However, they do reassure fans that both Resident Evil 9 and Monster Hunter Wild should still retain the series' DNA of either franchise. And this is Dusk Golem's tweet where he mentions it. So, @aestheticgamer on X. This is the three tweet X thread from Aesthetic Gamer, aka Dusk Golem. So here's a little tidbit I'll share. Capcom often will greenlight new initiatives in threes closer together. Decent examples are RE7, RE2, and Devil May Cry 5. They were all greenlit fairly close together to take advantage of their new RE engine. And the idea to remake Resident Evil 2 inspired them to also take on Resident Evil 3 and 4 for a remake initiative. Dragon's Dogma 2 expanded RE Engine's functionality for open-world games. The two other games building on this tech is Monster Hunter Wild and Resident Evil 9. The only thing I'll additionally add before going silent and not reading Twitter again for now is part of all three project goals has been to retain the series' DNA. Dragon's Dogma 2 is still clearly Dragon's Dogma. Wild is still clearly Monster Hunter. Same will be true for RE9 with Resident Evil. Back to the article. Last October, Dusk Golem took to Discord to tease a variety of details about Resident Evil 9. They suggested that Resident Evil 9 will boast the largest budget yet in the series. This would line up with the game's development taking so much longer than expected. Using a brand new engine for open world gameplay would also take a bit longer for a series to deliver. Dusk Golem says that Dragon's Dogma 2 expanded RE engine functionality. Dragon's Dogma 2 launched to many negative reviews due to the in-game monetization and performance issues. Capcom even issued an apology today, though it also reiterated which items can be earned in-game or purchased as DLC. But despite the rocky launch, Dragon's Dogma 2 did allow Capcom to potentially work out flaws and prepare for a smoother Resident Evil 9 launch. In December 2023, Capcom also announced plans to continue remaking previous games in the Resident Evil series. And that's a topic for another day. But yeah, so that's the article and what the leaker Dusk Golem said. It's a lot of... It's Dusk Golem using almost logical thinking of what Capcom have done in the past. So it would make sense. It's going to have the biggest budget of any Resident Evil game, which is why it's taking longer than usual. And if they are almost laying the foundations with Dragon's Dogma 2 as an open world game using the RE engine, I can see this being legit. I can honestly see Capcom go in this direction with Resident Evil 9. It also makes sense if you consider the last couple of games. So you got Resident Evil Village a few years ago, like the article said, which is semi-open world. It is. The village itself is almost like a hub world. It's like the game's version of a hub world. Even though most hub worlds are safe areas. You take, you know, your Dark Souls games and that, a lot of the Firelink Shrine and that. They're safe areas where you know, this is your hub world, you're safe in this area. Elden Ring had the round table hold. So what you always did in Village was you'd end up back in this village, so, and then things would alter as the game progressed, as you progressed in the game. You'd be able to unlock more areas, there'd be different things in different parts of the village, they'd become more accessible. But you always ended up back at the village. You'd go to Castle Dimitrescu and then you'd end up back in the village. You'd go to the haunted house, Beneviento's Manor, whatever it's called, and you'd end up back at the village. It always ended up back in the village. So it gave it that semi-open world sort of feeling. Same with Resident Evil 4, really. I'd say it's less so semi-open world, but you are always able to... The remake more so than the original, because the remake gave you the merchant's orders, were they called, the little side missions. So it always gave you that incentive to backtrack, revisit certain areas. Nothing was ever closed off. It wasn't the most linear Resident Evil game, even though it is a super, super linear game, RE4, but it still had that sense of a semi-open world. You could still revisit certain areas and, you know, things would be different. But I think what they are probably going to do with 9, if this is true, and I can see it being true, because if I praise Capcom for anything, they are not afraid to try new things with each release. Not just in Resident Evil 9, to my knowledge, but like they're always happy to try and keep the core elements of their games, like, you know, like Dusk Golem said, they want Dragon's Dogma to remain Dragon's Dogma, Monster Hunter to remain Monster Hunter, and Resident Evil to remain Resident Evil. But that's not to say that you can't try and incorporate Resident Evil as an open world game. Will it work? Who knows? You know, like I say, I may as well just delve into my actual thoughts of it. Am I 100% on board with Resident Evil 9 or the Resident Evil series becoming open world? Not particularly. You know, it's not... I don't play Resident Evil for a Grand Theft Auto experience, you know what I mean? I'm an old school Resident Evil fan. I like the original 3 games and their remakes, but I like... When it is what it says in the tin. It's you are in an evil residence, and it's, you know, you've got to do whatever you have to, escape the residence, find out what's going on, kill the tyrant at the end, escape. That's what I like out of my Resident Evil. But it's not to say I don't really enjoy 4, 5. I'm hesitant with 6. Revelations 2, Revelations 1, which I've, you know, Revelations 2, which I've played recently, and I'm going to continue playing, it's really fun. So they took They took away the one residence aspect of the original games, and they expanded on it with the future releases, and it still works. I just don't get the same. It doesn't scratch that same itch each time that I want out of a Resident Evil game. You know, I've always said, and I will say until either the day I die or the day we get one, I am desperate for another fixed camera perspective Resident Evil game. Not a remake, I want an original fixed camera game done with modern technology, because the prospect of how amazing a game like that could look, play, the atmosphere they could have in it, that just sense of fear that you used to get from the 90s Resident Evil games, it's just unmatched, and they can't capture that same feeling with any of these modern day releases, in my opinion. The closest they came was probably Remake 2, which is one of the best survival horror games ever made. 3 wasn't the same, because it 3 instantly loses the isolated feel, because it's set in the city as opposed to a one residence. And it wasn't as good as the original 3 anyway. But that's what I do worry with an open world Resident Evil game. But it's not to say I'm not up for it. If they come out and say, we're announcing Resident Evil 9 Apocalypse, and it's going to be fully open world, there's going to be zombos and tyrants and nemesis and lickers everywhere, around every corner, and you can go and explore any way you want, and you know, you're going to come across bits where you can't get to them unless you get the spade key or whatever, and then you've got to go and wander the world, and there is potential there. Whether it works or not, I don't know. But that's really it for Resident Evil news at the minute. I did want to just do a little episode on it, put the facts out there, rumoured facts out there, and give my little thoughts on it. If you want to know more, check out the Itchy Tasty Twitter page, X page, at Itchy Tasty Pod. I am quite active on it. I like to interact with all the Resident Evil fans. And I'd love for a bit more interaction towards me, if you guys just come and chat Resident Evil with me. You know, what are your guys' thoughts on a potential open world Resident Evil game? Let me know. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on whichever major podcasting platform you like listening to the podcasts on, whether it's Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, whichever. Leave us a rating if you do listen all the way through, and whether you enjoy it or not, please leave a rating and a comment, some feedback. It would massively help me out. Check out the YouTube page. I've recently released the first live stream of Resident Evil Revelations 2 that I did the other day. I'm probably going to do a little bit more very shortly because I've got time. And I have now got a Twitch handle for Itchy Tasty, so check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/itchytastypod. And that's where you can check out live streams of Revelations 2 and whatever else I'm going to be playing in the future. I'm going to incorporate a few more other horror games as well, as opposed to always being Resident Evil, but that'll be down the line. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I shall see you all soon.